So hi, hello and welcome to another episode of TalkSmart. And today in this episode, I want to explore the question on how mathematics can be right and wrong at the same time. Now, this is a little bit like a paradox. It sounds like a paradox, but let me explain. Well, originally, I did want to call this episode "Does Math Reflect Reality or the Limits of Math?" But then I think if math that can be right and wrong at the same time sounds a little bit more captivating. Well, I'm gonna start off to give you an example, and you need to think along a little bit, or maybe you can maybe also draw along. It's a small mathematical issue problem. I'm not going to ask you to solve it. I'm just going to illustrate it. So, and what we do is we use a so-called Pythagoras' theorem to solve the length of a triangle, the hypotenuse of a triangle. So what we need is we need a right-angled triangle and labeled A, B, and C. So A and B are the two legs of the triangle and C is the hypotenuse. And we're going to use pretty simple numbers. Let's call A 3 units and B is 4 units. And the question is now the diagonal, the hypotenuse is what is the length of the hypotenuse? Well, and according to the theorem of Pythagoras, it's quite easy. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So all we have to do is we have to square A. So A is 3, squared is 9, plus 4 squared is 16, 9 plus 16 is 25. And 25 is C squared. And all we have to do is now we have to take the square root of 25, which is 5. And then we now know, the length of the hypotenuse C of the triangle is 5. But that is actually not the really correct answer because, and those of you who have a slightly more advanced math course already know that when you pull the square root, when you calculate the square root of a number, well, then you actually get two answers. Actually, the square root of 25 is not just 5, it's also negative 5. So what we get is we get two answers for the hypotenuse, positive 5 and negative 5. So math will actually give us two solutions for this triangle problem. Now you're going to say, well, of course we know that minus 5 or negative 5 cannot be the correct answer because there are no negative lengths in nature. And I claim now, well, maybe you have not been looking hard enough. Yeah, how many right angle triangles are there? Well, infinitely many. Well, maybe we just haven't found one yet. Keep on looking. Keep on looking. Yeah. So you see, what we have here is we have a little bit of an uncertainty on whether maybe the mathematical results that we've produced here, maybe they do not reflect reality. Maybe we've got an answer that is mathematically correct. It's correct mathematically, the minus 5 plus 5, the two answers. But maybe in nature, only one of them is correct. And this is a little bit of a problem that physicists have. Go back all the way to the year 1964. And at that time, Peter Higgs, he is a particle scientist. He proposed there must be something kind of a Higgs particle, a Higgs boson. But until 2013, when he received the Nobel Prize, until much later, he was not really sure whether this particle really exists or whether it is only a result of a mathematical calculation. So with a particle accelerator and a particle collider, they tried to look for the Higgs particle and they did find it. And in 2013, Peter Higgs received the Nobel Prize for having discovered back in 1964 correctly the particle. At least mathematically he discovered it. And then it was confirmed many years later by using experimental physics. So you see that this is indeed a problem that we have in the natural sciences. We're using math to make predictions, but we don't always know whether the mathematical result is going to be correct. I mean, it's going to be correct mathematically, but maybe it does not reflect reality. Now, there are several other examples here. I just want to give you a second one here, or third example. These are so-called tachyons. What are tachyons? What in the world are tachyons? Well, tachyons are hypothetical particles that are able to travel faster than the speed of light. Now, we know that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. But mathematically, those tachyons are able to do that. The question is now, do they exist? Well, they haven't found it. But mathematically, there should be a possibility. I mean, it's quite interesting. What is possible mathematically? I mean, I read the book A Brief History of Time many years ago by Stephen Hawking, very famous scientist, and he said, well, actually, the universe would look the same if everything were made of antimatter and time would be running backwards and everything were a mirror image. Then the whole universe would look the same. What? Yeah, it's mathematically like this. Yeah, time running backwards. Everything's got to be a mirror image and everything must be made of antimatter. And if these conditions are met, then the universe would look the same. It's kind of interesting, really. Mathematically, we're able to come up with these ideas, but the question is does it really exist? Is there really a universe made of antimatter and time running backwards, whatever that means? Yeah, so the point that I'm trying to say here is that mathematically, it's quite nice that we're able to make predictions into the future. We're able to predict how systems work and operate and how they run. But at the same time, there is this remaining uncertainty that maybe there is a mathematical solution to a problem, and it's not necessarily reflected in reality. Okay, so we've seen this as a very simple example with a Pythagorean triangle problem here, with the tachyons, with the Higgs boson. Yeah, so what's truth now? What is truth? Is there something, like truth? Yeah, and if you want to talk a little bit about truth here as well, the mathematical results, and including the negative length, for example, are true with themselves. Yeah, it's a kind of self-consistent with the rules of math. But you see, it's not really true when you want to compare it to reality. Yeah? So purely mathematically, a negative number or negative length, are not contradictory, really. Tachyons, they can exist mathematically. Yeah, many things can exist mathematically. So they're true by so-called coherence. Coherence means it's self-consistent. However, the same results do not necessarily correspond to reality. So therefore, they do not really meet the so-called correspondence theory or approach of truth. Well, and I think I want to finish off this little episode with a quote by Albert Einstein. And he said the following: mathematics are well and good, but nature keeps dragging us around by the nose. Well, I think he might have been right on that. Well, I think I'm going to finish off this episode. I wish you all the best and see you around next time. Bye-bye.